you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday afternoon, Kansas Jayhawks made an announcement that Jacques Vaughn is now a new member of the coaching staff. He's their assistant coach. We all know Norm Roberts retired, stepped away from the program after being an assistant with Bill Self for quite some time. Jacques Vaughn, we all know he's a former All-American. His jersey number is hanging up in the rafters there at Allen Fieldhouse. He coached two different teams in the NBA. So you bring a guy in who's been an NBA coach for five, six-ish seasons, and he is now the first ever former NBA head coach to join a KU coaching staff. So in the immediate, in the short term, you know, you love the connection to the NBA. We'll see how he handles through NIL and recruiting. But if you're a young prospect or a high school kid or a guy in the transfer portal, now you have someone that has coached at the NBA level. I think that is very attractive, and it's a huge get for KU. What I think is even more interesting, though, is this the start of a potential plan over the next, I don't know, 2 to 5 years, let's call it, if Bill Self decides to retire? I think he's made it very clear. He's never going to be the guy that's coaching until he's 65, 70 years old. Okay. That's not,
he's openly said as much. Yeah.
So we're on the back end here of his time as a head coach in college basketball. If you're Jacques Vaughn, is that part of the intrigue that you take this? You're coaching at the college level after being at the NBA level. Is part of the intrigue, find out if you like college basketball. Can you handle and stomach this NIL thing? Can you navigate the transfer portal and put yourself in a position as a prime candidate? And I'll just use for hypothetical sake, 4 years from now, if that's when Bill Self were to retire. I think it's easy to say right now that could be an option. But who's the hot name in 4 years? I don't know. And where is KU's basketball program? Where is the KU basketball program at in 4 years from now? But it's a very intriguing hire. And yeah, I think he has a potential, if everything went perfect for him, that he could be one of the strong candidates in a couple years.
So just on initial paper, you and I had both said this, and I think we said it here again now, which is they had to make some changes. I thought they needed to get younger in the assistant game. But look, you can add.
Yeah, and he's 50.
Yeah,
but Norm Roberts was 59. It's not like it's a huge difference.
No. So like normally I would be maybe a little nitpicky about that. But if you can add a former NBA head coach as an assistant.
Huge get.
You do it. A former Kansas Jayhawk player, NBA assistant coach. This is an easy hire. I would have been all over this if I was Bill Self. Typically, I would have said I'd have gone younger. But in this case, come on. This is inarguable. You cannot do better in the assistant coach hiring game than he just added in Jacques Vaughn. Kansas is way too important of a brand and a legacy as a college basketball program to promise Jacques Vaughn the job. I know that sounds crazy.
And nobody's saying they promised him anything.
But like, coach in waiting or any of this stuff. And they haven't done that yet. But my fear is that they're kind of setting it up that way. Yeah. And I would just tell you, I don't care if it's 2 years from now, 3 years from now, a year from now, 5 years from now. It should be an open hiring process. You should treat him like any other candidate. I don't care that he's an all-time Kansas great. I don't care that he's a former NBA head coach. That makes him a pretty damn strong candidate. No doubt about it. But when you're Kansas, you should open up your world to anyone who is in college basketball. Hell, when you're at Kansas, you can steal other power programs, coaches. You can steal everybody but like Dukes, right? Like there's maybe like three programs whose coach you can't take. Anyone else in the country you get your pick from in the college basketball rate. Anyone else who you like in the assistant, like all of that stuff. So like that part is a bit weird because it feels a little bit like if this were any other program, man, I'd say this is the setup to just give Jacques Vaughn the job.
Well, I think it could be the start of putting a plan in motion, but a lot has to happen. One, I think if you're Jacques Vaughn, too, you have to find, does this right for you? Is the college level right for you? I think in the immediate, him navigating the transfer portal NIL, this should be a huge win. And if he's good at it, though, I think people's opinion could change in 4 years. You know, like if he clearly has success and is a huge asset, and I think he will be, then people's opinion will change. I mean, it's not that long ago I don't know, within the last 10 years, everybody always thought, oh, Danny Manning's going to be the next head coach.
And I hated that too.
Right. And things that look how much has changed since then. Unfortunately for Danny Manning, I don't believe he's coaching anywhere right now. Right. Maybe he's an assistant somewhere. Maybe he's an assistant somewhere, but he of course was a head coach at Wake Forest. Then everybody's like, well, it's Tad Boyle. It's Tad Boyle out of Colorado. And Tad Boyle's been at Colorado forever and has had some good years, some bad years off and on. Right. And it's a tough place, I think, to win. But point being, that's what everybody thought was the plan.
And there was always coach of Colorado.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, and then there was
Danny Manning.
And then there was always like a Mark Turgeon will come back to Kansas. You know, so there's been names over the years. Now the difference this time around is we know we're on the end of the road, if you will, for Bill Self. He's not coaching 10 years from now. Within the next 10 years, they will have another head coach. I think it's very fair to say right now. So that's why this seems a little different this go around, but let's just see how it plays out. And I'm with you that who's the other hot name. Let's say it's 4 years from now at the same time. And then you can compare the two, but I think we'll know over the next 2 years, roughly, if Jock Vaughn from an assistant level is kicking ass basically, and is on the recruiting trail and he's navigating the transfer portal and the player development and all that, we're going to get an answer over the next few years.
Is some of this him just finding out if he'd like to coach in college?
I think that's part of it.
If he would like being a college basketball coach, like he's trying to find out for himself if that is a logical fit. He's been in the NBA forever. The college model's changed a lot over the last couple of years. And even he himself wants to know. And look, if there's a place to do it for the alma mater and all this other stuff under Bill Self, it makes a lot of sense.
Freaking jerseys hanging on the rafters. I mean, that's unbelievable. So
yeah, I mean, he's probably one of the, I don't know, Kansas got a lot of famous basketball players. 25 biggest? 20? Yeah, what's the number you would say that you don't have to like, I don't have to get an argument with Jayhawks
comfortably
fans.
20. 20? Comfortably. Very, very, very comfortably.
It might be 10, but I didn't want to get.
But you if you're a guy in the portal, if you're a high school kid as well, this is a guy that now joins the staff and Jock Vaughn that he coached Kevin Durant. Briefly.
Yeah.
Like he's coached Kyrie. And,
you would think NBA players should like it.
Yeah. Or high school kid that want to get to the NBA should like it.
Yeah, kids who were trying to be NBA players should like it.
Yep.
I saw your guy Hunter Dickinson doing LinkedIn ads.
Great commercial.
Doing LinkedIn ads over there on social.
Look, very well done. Very critical of him, obviously, down the stretch of his college career, but unbelievable ad that he put out yesterday for LinkedIn.
For all the haters.
It's very good. It's very good.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.